Welcome to your 5 for the day. My two daughters have been learning to play the piano. Both are enjoying their lessons and coming on nicely. Having mastered a new tune, it becomes one of the first sounds of the day in our house, and I was anticipating their getting out of bed as I drew to the close of my morning reading the other day. I had been thinking about the finger of God as we read about it in different parts of the Bible. The finger of God in creation, where he made the heavens and the earth. David wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies show the work of his hands." The finger of God in condemnation. We read that the Ten Commandments were written by the finger of God. The magicians of Egypt were forced to recognize that the 10 plagues could only have been performed by the finger of God. Wicked King Belshazzar saw his judgment written in the plaster of the wall by the hand of God. And finally, the finger of God in compassion, as Jesus cast out demons and forgave sins. As my thoughts moved from the finger of God to mastering the piano, I was reminded of the story of a man and his friend who went out late one day to enjoy the evening air. As they walked, a snatch of music was heard drifting out through the open window of a nearby house. The two paused in the narrow street outside the humble dwelling to enjoy the sweet melody which carried through the air. They listened appreciatively for a few moments before there was a jarring of notes and a cry of frustration. "I just can't do it," a voice sobbed in distress. Indicating his intention to his friend, the man knocked at the door, and the two entered what was evidently a workshop. A shoemaker was at his bench, and there was a young girl sitting at the piano. "We were just passing, and couldn't help but overhear your playing," the man said. The shoemaker began to explain. "Yes, my daughter plays very well, but she can't remember that particular chord, and it interrupts the flow of the piece." Looking over at the piano, the man could see that there were no sheets of paper on the music rack. "But how do you expect to play without—" he began. But as the girl turned in his direction, he soon realized by her failure to meet his eyes that she was blind. "I beg your pardon, I didn't realize," he said apologetically. "Then, how did you learn to play?" The girl explained that she had learned to play by ear, having heard a lady practicing the piece near the home where they used to live. "Would you like me to play it for you?" the man asked. As he began, the shoemaker and his daughter were impressed, and listened on enthralled by the pianist's proficiency. Just as he drew to the close of the piece he was playing, the only candle in the room guttered and then went out, leaving only the gleam of the brilliant moonlight spilling into the room. Captivated by the exquisite performance, the two begged the man to play again. This time, every note had deliberation and charm as he began a movement of steady tones, sending a chill down the spine with each new harmonic blend. Then, almost without warning, the master's fingers began to move over the keys with remarkable dexterity and at such a tempo that the two could only listen on in wonder to this composition inspired by the moment, until he finished with a flourish. Promising to return again some day, Ludwig van Beethoven hurried home to pen the now famous Moonlight Sonata. The composer was admired not only for his ability to create beautiful music, but also for the actual performance of it. In Psalm 8, David asked, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him?" He was able to admire God's handiwork in creation. But one day the Son of God became a man, and the finger of God was seen at work firsthand in the great miracles he performed. We can appreciate the greatness of God in the things we see and hear all around us, but God is interested in individuals too, and wants us to enjoy the power firsthand. Why not make the Master of creation the Lord of your life, and you'll be able to trace the finger of God at work in it? There's nothing to be compared with the Master's touch. Thank you for listening.